Welcome to the Limitless Soul Podcast, where we go deep and keep it light on hot topics around spirituality, energetics, and the honest truth about what it means to be a limitless soul. Together, we'll fine-tune our frequency, embrace personal power, embody worthiness, and learn to trust your own intuition above all else in a world that wants to claim your mind. Get ready to redefine what's possible for your life and reignite your passion for living wholly and on purpose. I'm your host, Kelly Mason. I'm an integrative astrologer, multidisciplinary energy worker, author, creative, and freedom lifestyle enthusiast. And I'm here to help you get on the path to your limitless soul. I am so excited that you're here. Welcome to the show. Hello and welcome to the Limitless Soul Podcast. I have a special episode today for you. I'm actually streaming live on Instagram. So hi, Instagram out there. If you're watching me live, you get a little sneak peek. And we're going to be talking about Mercury retrograde today. What you can do, how you can be in your body, take ownership of your own life's path, and not be ruled by anything other than your own intention, your own purpose, your own pathway. So a lot of times when Mercury retrograde comes around, we can be bombarded with a lot of information about what we should do, what we shouldn't do, what we should be afraid of, what we shouldn't be afraid of, what we should sign, what she shouldn't sign. And I think it's really important to come back to simplicity. Come back into our bodies. I love to work with the elements. That is my jam. It brings me back to truth every single time, because when we're working with a planet like Mercury, which is a really close personal planet to us, and what that means is it's very often in our orbit. Mercury is circling the Earth pretty quickly, so we're with this energy quite a bit, as opposed to something that's an outer planet that moves really slowly like Neptune and Saturn. So when we're working with this energy, it can affect us pretty intimately, which is why we normally notice things around Mercury retrograde. We're like, oh, there's something that I'm noticing different. There's a shift happening here. And Mercury interfaces with technology, it interfaces with communication, and it can impact how we express ourselves. And it's, for me, an exciting time because it's an opportunity for growth. It's an opportunity for us to deepen the ownership of our free will. And as everyone is probably aware at this current moment, there's a lot of chaos. There's a lot of pulling and attention that's grabbing for your mind real estate. There's a lot of energy that's trying to grasp onto your mind and convince you of things that you should believe. And it can be really confusing. What thoughts are mine? What thoughts aren't mine? What should I believe? What shouldn't I believe? What's real and what's not real? What's an illusion and what is truth? And coming back to the elemental foundation is always a good idea. What I mean by the elemental foundation, if you're listening to the podcast for quite a while now, you'll notice that I love to talk about water, air, earth, and fire, the four elements, the foundation, the frequency that makes up our reality. It makes up our ability to manifest, to bring things into the physical. These are the elements that live from our heart down to our root. They are where we anchor in energy and are able to see things happen in our world. So whenever I'm looking at a frequency like Mercury retrograde, I first ask myself, what element is this planet in? And the planet is Earth. Or the element is Earth that Mercury is in. So when we're working with the Earth element, instantly you know that this is going to impact the physical reality, the physical experience of our lives, because Earth is about reality. It's also about practicality, the mundane, the physical, what you can actually see and experience with your senses. So you know that that's where this energy is going to impact. And then I take it a level further and I ask, what sign is this planet in? And the sign that it is retrograde in is Virgo. And when we take a deeper look at Virgo, we notice that Virgo really impacts our day-to-day life, our habits, the things that we choose to participate in regularly. So whenever we're working with a retrograde moment, we can ask ourselves two things. One, how does the earth element feel in my body? Right? Like, do I feel grounded? Do I feel anchored? Do I feel secure? Do I feel like I have a solid foundation? And if the answer is yes, awesome. You can take it even further and maybe do some refinement. If the answer is no, and you feel really like the energy is rising up into your head and you're really stuck in your thoughts, then we can look into what can I work with during this time that's going to help me be more in my body, feel more secure, feel more grounded. And when we do that, we can look to Virgo. And what does it ask of us? Because all of these constellations, when planets are moving through constellations, they're opportunities for us to not find perfection or find like the best thing about that sign. It's how can we find the center? How can we find the center, the middle ground, the middle road of this sign? And what that looks like for Virgo is, are you being ruled by your daily habits, or are you the one who's in charge? And this is such a powerful question when you actually pause and start to think about it. So what I want you to do is just take a moment and imagine yourself waking up in the morning. What's the first thing you do? Your eyes open, you become conscious, you feel your bed underneath you, you realize that you're in your room, you open up and look around, light starts to come into your body, your whole entire being starts to wake up, and your nervous system is turned on. You're ready to start your day. Start there. What's the first thing that you're doing when you wake up? And without judgment, just notice, what's the first thing I do when I wake up? Okay, interesting. Maybe I'm looking at my phone, or maybe there's like this like urge to obsess about my schedule or look at every single thing I have to do for the day. And maybe worry starts to rise up into my body. Maybe now I start to feel like stressed or overwhelmed. Or are you opening up your eyes and taking a few deep breaths and feeling into your heart, feeling into your belly, really noticing that you're here and you're ready for your day? And either way is not right or wrong, but just notice your habit. And then as you get up and you start to prepare for your day, what are you going around your life doing? What are the things that you automatically are going to? And then move yourself through your day. What does that look like? Is there some sort of structure, or does it feel really chaotic? Like you don't even know where to put your body. And then keep moving throughout your day as you move through your work day, or if you're parenting or whatever you may be doing in your life, all the way to the end of your day. And what are you doing at the end of your day? How does that look? Do you have a hard time falling asleep? Is your mind racing? Do you have an urge to stay up and scroll on your phone and absorb information? Or are you tuning into your body? Are you staying in your body? So these are two signs. Are we staying in our bodies, or are we getting into our heads? Are we stuck in thought patterns of illusion and things that are not true? Or are we in our bodies and we're listening to the vibration of our cells and the heart, the beat of our heart, and we're getting information from our intuition? So just noticing, like, what does that day look like? What are the habits that I have throughout the day? I mean, we all have bad habits. It's not uncommon or unnatural, totally normal. But just noticing them is a really great thing to do right now, because you want to become the master of your habits instead of being ruled by them. That's when we start getting to really dense energies. We start getting and feeling helpless or hopeless or really resistant, is that there's things we're doing in our life that aren't helping us out. For example, I'll share with you one thing that's really helped me out lately, because I was starting to get in a really dark place. I was feeling so heavy and so dense and so resistant to the creative life force that wanted to move through me. And what I noticed was that I was not moving my body nearly enough, like not even close. I would say we were borderline on sedentary. It was like I was living and doing some fun things and going throughout my life, but there was so much resistance to moving. And I realized it became a habit. And it was like, I'm just going to lay down, or I just need to take it easy, or I just need to be slow. So immediately, you know, awareness is such a powerful, powerful tool for us, because as soon as we're aware of something, we can choose. We can choose to stay or we can choose to change. And I decided, wow, something's really got to change. So my regular yoga practice that I was doing was feeling out of my grasp, because I was in a really heavy emotional place. And when we're in a yoga practice, we keep going into, there's a lot of emotion involved. So I decided that I wanted to move my body in a different way so that I could integrate myself back into my yoga practice with ease. And I wanted to feel stronger. So I went and signed up for the gym, and I started going to the gym, and I decided I was going to go Monday through Friday, even if I went for a half an hour. And I've been going only for a couple of days and feel immensely different. I'm not saying it's going to solve all of your problems, but one little shift, one little choice is the ripple effect that creates so much change in our entire life. How we do one thing is how we do all things. So if you're noticing that you're feeling super resistant in your work or putting yourself out there or taking a chance or taking a leap or following that new path and having the courage to do it, look at where else in your life you have some habits that are contributing to that. And likely if you shift those other parts of your life will shift too. And so that's one thing that we could be doing right now, is like really being in charge of our daily habits. Because what's going to happen next, if you follow the seasons and if you're in tune with the cycles of nature, is that we're going to be on this spiral into autumn and then winter. And autumn is that time of harvest. We want to feel secure. It's also the background element of earth. So we're going into a 3-month cycle, a 3-month season of earth, grounding, structure, systems, flow. So you want to now, right now, as we end out summer, start getting into your new habits, your new flow. So when the time comes in autumn, you're not like, oh my gosh, I don't know. Like everything feels overwhelming. Everything's going so fast. There's so many holidays. There's so many obligations. There's so many things going on. And you don't feel like you have a proper system for your life. So start right now. One little thing is what I would invite you to do and observe, especially during this retrograde season, is really reflect, right? That's what retrograde is about. It's not here to scare us, not here to mess us up. It's for us to really take a look. It's for us to take a darn look at what the heck we're doing so that we can be helped instead of hindered. So before we get into that deep earth element of autumn, where we want to reap abundance, where we want to feel like we're flowing in a system and a structure that works for us. And then we're moving into winter, which is water, which is our time of rest. Oftentimes when we are not in these cycles and we're not connected to truth, and to me, truth is the cycles of nature. It's the elements, it's the planets, it's the sun and the moon. Like these are all things that have been spoken in so much spiritual text that if you listen, if you're in tune with these frequencies, you will feel worthy. There's no way you can't. You will feel abundant. There's no way you can't. Because it's true, and these are our birthrights. So it's absolutely incredibly imperative to be connected with truth. Because when you do enter into that water phase, and you can just let me know in the comments below or on my Instagram or send me a message, respond to my email and tell me like, yes, I totally have been there where it gets to the winter season and I feel like I need to be in my fire. I feel like I'm behind. I feel like I need to rush. I feel like I need to hurry up and create and hurry up and do things. It's because we're out of sync with what is inherent to our frequency, to our being, which is to rest. So this is all in preparation. It's such a divine design that is here to show us exactly the proper map, to bring us back into our bodies, to bring us back into exactly what we're supposed to be experiencing in this life, which is peace, balance, and abundance, joy, pleasure, and that is how we do it. So I would invite you to really turn your gaze inward, really look at what you're doing daily and see what happens. Structure and rules and systems and daily habits are not here to make your life boring and not here to make your life hard so that you can't be free. It is going to be the key that unlocks your freedom. It is going to be the key that unlocks your freedom by giving yourself an honest and true system. And you will see everything open up. You will see the magic and abundance happen. So if you are listening, I also want to send you off with a big love note, a big love bomb. I am going to be off the podcast for a few weeks working on a project. So if you are a regular listener, stay tuned. We're going to be back in October. It's going to be awesome. We've got some fresh new stuff for you. But until then, stay connected over on Instagram. Stay tuned in. I've got some incredible stuff coming for you. And I would love for you to go down into the show notes and get my 6-minute elemental activation. This will help you get on track, stay plugged in so that you can flow with the elements. And I can't wait to see you when I come back, but it's going to be about a month, just so you know, but don't go anywhere because I got some really good stuff coming. So enjoy this time, enjoy this change and this process, and don't forget to stay limitless and stay in your body.